complete silence of your soul. This is where you may get a hold of yourself. Lock onto and into your identity. Even as you let go of yourself. For this is the key, precious ones of the light. Now I increase the volume so that you may hear me clearly. How did you feel when I whispered my words? Were you listening more deeply? Were you caressing the words with your consciousness, seeking to ascertain their viability, even their intensity, though the volume of David's voice was less? Yes, at times I come and roar my message to the students of light. Yet if you are listening, then the rushing wind or the raging waters are not essential for the conveying of the fire and the power of my message. To let go and let God is to embrace the greater self. To let live and to let life live is essential in the process of attaining all truths, all wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding. You have within you the means to attain perfection. Did you know this? And have you accepted it? What is this perfection, Hercules, you ask, that you are asking or stating and averring that we may attain to? It is a heart wedded and bonded to the divine. It is a will welded to the all-making, all-creating, all-effulgent source. It is a mind clear and free to conceive as God conceives, immaculately, with purity and great possibility. Within the world of form now, and not in some distant future, you procrastinate in manifesting because you have placed it outside of self in another realm, another age. Dissolve all ages. You are all youth today. Dissolve the concept of old age. living in some sort of decrepit body temple. Why, your temple is a temple of the living God, dearest ones. If you accept this, then God lives and moves and has her being in you now. This can be your reality and your new mode of life. And those of you who are yet young in years upon earth, yet old in your soulfulness, may just teach some of these elderly folks sitting here some of the truths that you have gleaned over the eternality of your evolution within time and space. To get a hold of yourself requires persistence, focus, attention, not clamoring for this or that spiritual experience just to be blissed out in some seemingly charismatic and awesome way. What is the purpose for your bliss? Is it to raise consciousness and to help and aid life? Or is it to lose yourself in the wanderlust of non-compliance with that which you know to be your mission and purpose? Some come and pledge themselves to a cause through their words. Let them prove who they are by a righteous life first within the path set forth, that path of initiation. And then when they are tested, tried, and fired by the blue fire will of God, having found themselves, then we will accept them as servitors, mission bearers, light weavers, have to begin somewhere, and therefore begin the process now. Don't say, I will begin to meditate 10 to 20 minutes tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes within the eternal now. It does not exist in any reality. Today is the time. Now is the hour. You are the one who must prove the law of being. Get a hold of yourself. Why? Because the world requires you to do so, to save itself. And in the process, you will save yourself too. Get a hold of yourself. Work on your psychology, on your emotional body. Study the movement of force and feeling, of emotion and the nuances of vibration within your body temple, your solar plexus, your auric field. What have you discovered of what level of mastery you have to avoid temptation at every doorway. If you down every trinket, every bauble, every gumdrop or chocolate truffle, do you think that we can trust you in the hour of earth's travail to stand firm within the pole star of your being, to last through four quarters of the game, and to be there on the field through the last snap of the football, the last block or rush or tackle or whatever? It takes intensity and endurance to last on this path, dearest ones. Not promising before you can prove that you have what it takes to back up that promise by first having exercised and worked on yourself diligently for weeks and months and years, decades, and even lifetimes. Speak softly and carry a large aura. For in this you will prove more to me and to the masters who you are. Moria desires new initiates, not fair weather friends who come and go at every whim or fantasy, showing up once in a while to partake of the light, and then finding themselves inveigled in some swamp. In the astral plane, and seeking the messenger's calls only to extricate themselves so that they may then again be free to invest themselves in another round of lustful living for self. If you have abused any person ever, fall to your knees and plead to the Divine One that you will never again misuse the energy of your heart, head, or hands. That you will use these only to glorify God, to nurture life, and to bring reverence and holiness into play within this world. If you have hurt any life stream, friend or foe, lover, enemy, then by God's directive, call on the law of forgiveness. Atone for your errors and your wayward ways. Make amends swiftly, now and then, having secured a new pathway of light. You may get a hold of yourself, the new self you have become by letting go of your past, mistakes, errors, and the unrighteous lives that you have led. We see through you into your heart, into what is true about you. You cannot fool God. And words of flattery will never secure a place within the brotherhood. For this is not our modus operandi. We would rather have those of few words and of high integrity as servitors, and those who promise this and that and then never back them up through action. Do I seem harsh, even to the young and beautiful lives of those in this audience? Maybe. Yet if you can take my fire, you can take what will come from any master who comes unto you and your soul with a request for service, for love of God, or a fellow man or woman, of children, and of those who the Lord will truly send to you to nurture during your lifetime. You asked for this heart stream. You even gave the messenger the title. What did you expect? Well, I am here, and I love you. I hope that you feel that love. The intent of my heart, the fire of my being, to help you recreate yourself as you truly are destined to be, a starry being. Maybe not just like me or Amazonia, maybe like Cassiopeia, Virginia, amethyst, or lumina. Yes, dearest ones, there is a place for you in heaven upon earth. Make this earth heaven by your actions, your spirited, fiery beings, and your lives live to the glory of God in all ways. Get a hold of yourself daily through a practice of the presence. And by being intrepid, daring, and caring for all. I now desire to anoint the youth here with the fire of my will by extending a ray to you each one personally before this altar by the touch of the messenger's hand upon your hand. Yea, a transfer of God's fiery will directly from a blue sphere representing that will to you. It is your free will choice to receive it or not. Just be aware that upon receiving this initiation, God may just live fully within you from this point of your life. within the new reality of the new you that you have accepted, that you have now gotten a hold of. Thank you for coming, for singing, for being true blue with Moria and me. I'll stand up and transfer the fire from the blue sphere through my right hand to your right hand. And even if you're left-handed, this still simply represents where that will originates. And it'll be utilized through your heart, through both of your hands and your work.